You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hello, you all. This is Jahadu from The Freedman Show. Back with you all again, discussing politics. And today I wanted to just talk about Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. Did y'all see her on the Democratic debate floor trying to steal ADOS lineage? Well, she did steal it. She did steal our lineage. Kamala Harris is Indian and Jamaican. She's Indian and Jamaican. And I have no knock to Indians or Jamaicans. I'm just here to state flats. But she made it seem like she was riding on the bus like Rosa Parks to school. No, she wasn't. She wasn't riding. No. She's not ADOS. She's not an American descendant of slave. And she's only using our lineage for entertainment. She's only using our lineage to gain the Black vote. That's what she's doing. She's just using this to gain the Black vote. What I wanted to do, I wanted to read this new article by CBS News. And the title of the article is called Birther Tweet Targets Kamala Harris. 2020 Democrats rush to her defense. Well, she gonna need a lot of defense. But, I mean, you can't defend yourself from the truth. You know, whatever happens in the dark is only gonna come to light. But I wanted to go ahead and read this so you all would know what's going on. You know, the only person that spoke up about ADOS when it comes to a Black agenda or when it comes to reparations, reparations is Marianne Williamson. That's the only person. Now, when she mentioned it, Kamala Harris cut her off, and that's when she lied and just put on her ADOS lineage cloak. You know, and they gonna make a shirt about it. I mean, come on, we not falling for these tactics no more. We're not falling for these for this propaganda no more. We're not falling for the human social engineering tactics no more. We're not doing that no more. You know, ADOS is here now. We discussing Black politics. You know, no more decadent veil like Tone talk about putting basketball in front of us, putting hip hop artists in front of us, R&B artists. You know, all of this stuff to distract us. And again, no knock to those people on what they doing, but we have to make Black politics as important and prominent in the ADOS Black community as all those things are. All those things that distract us and just takes us away from Black politics and transformative government or transformative policies within our communities. We can't afford any longer to be distracted by those things any longer. If we're going to do that, that has to be balanced, because we have real life policies that are affecting our lives every day. Real life policies that's affecting our lives every day, but we watching Netflix. Real life policies that's getting passed every day, but we're listening to music or doing other things that are not as important as things that's going to not only affect our lives, but the futures of our offspring's lives. But let me go ahead and get in this. I just wanted to get through this article and read it. And again, this is from CBS News. You know, they talking down about us. But let me go ahead and continue with this. It says the 2020 Democratic hopeful Kamala Harris was the target of birtherism-like attacks retweeted and then deleted by President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., targeting her identity as not an African American black. Her rivals for the Democratic nomination jumped to her defense on Saturday, including former Vice President Joe Biden, who she confronted about race at Thursday's debate. Harris was born in Oakland, California, to parents who had immigrated to the U.S. from India and Jamaica. The viral tweet by right-wing personality Ali Anderson, whose Twitter bio claimed that he exposed Harris and included the hashtag Never Kamala Harris, mentioned her parents' background and said, "I'm so sick of people robbing American blacks like myself of our history. It's disgusting." You know, they are robbing us. They're trying to rob us to get the black vote, i.e. Kamala Harris, i.e. Barack Obama. I mean, we just gonna drown ourselves in truth now, people. You know, this is not to offend. This is just to state facts. This is just to state facts. But let me continue. He says, now using it for debate time and the hashtag Dem Debate Too. These are my people, not her people. The tweet appeared to get the attention of Donald Trump Jr., who has more than 3 million followers. Donald Trump Jr. wrote, "Is this true? Wow." on Thursday, but soon deleted it. A spokesman told the New York Times Trump Jr. was asking if it was true that Kamala Harris was half Indian, because it's not something he had ever heard of. Of course he's never heard of it, because they trying to keep it under wraps so she can cloak herself in ADOS black lineage, so she can use our lineage and our stories and our real life struggles to gain the black vote. As I always say, us ADOS, we are not a Halloween costume. This isn't a Halloween costume. We're really living this nightmare. Everybody else is living an American dream. Or everybody else is stepping over us and our lineage and use us to live the American dream while we live the American nightmare. And Kamala Harris, as far as I'm concerned, is Freddy Krueger, because she's trying to kill us in this American nightmare. I mean, come on. If you're going to use our lineage to benefit you in this campaign, at least give us something in return. As president, you're going to get payouts. You're going to be getting money from different companies and organizations or what have you to run your campaign. We know you are going to pocket some of it. And we know you're going to get paid handsomely or beautifully as president of the United States, but not only for your term, but for the rest of your life. And you're going to go on and write books, et cetera, et cetera. The least thing that you can do is put a reparations package together for us. Look at the black agenda on ADOS101.com and follow through with our black agenda. If you're going to use our lineage, at least give us something in return. The act of voting is a business transaction. We're not voting for free. We're voting for a reason. We're voting with a purpose. Come on, Kamala. I know you can do better than this. Let me continue. Oh my goodness. Harris has often resisted sharing her personal background on the campaign trail, but during Thursday's debate, she confronted Biden about his history opposing busing, and said she herself had been bused to public schools. Harris campaign manager Lily Adams said in a statement on CBS News, "This is the same type of racist attacks used to attack Barack Obama. It didn't work then and it won't work now. Hold up. Wait a minute, Lily Adams. First of all, ADOS isn't being racist. We're just stating facts. We can't be racist. We can't be racist when it comes when it's concerning this. All we can do is do the data and do the work to state facts, to bring the truth out, which is what we've been doing and what we're going to continue to do. We're not being racist. We're just telling the people, the masses, that Kamala Harris is trying to human socially engineer into believing her lies that she is of ADOS descent. She's of ADOS lineage when she's not. That's all we're doing. We're not doing nothing more. We just trying to cast aside the smoke and mirrors so we, our people, can see the truth. And not only our people, not only ADOS, but the world can see the truth. That's nowhere near racist. The truth is not racist. We can't hide from the truth, and we're not going to hide from the truth. No way, no how, Mrs. Lily Adams. Let me continue. Harris' husband, Douglas Emhoff, expressed his gratitude on Twitter to those who came to his wife's defense. I'm sure he did. Thanks to all the 2020 candidates and everyone else for calling out this crap for what it is, he tweeted. This not crap. How is this crap? Is it crap because we're pointing out the lies and the deceit of Kamala Harris trying to cloak herself in our lineage, cloak herself in the struggle of ADOS blacks of the past and of the present to gain the black vote? Is that the crap that you're talking about? That we pointing out? Diligently, with facts, with data. You can't hide from the truth. Why would you want to hide who you truly are? Why would you want to sell your true identity, your true lineage, just to gain votes, just to gain something? What is a man who gains the world, or a woman gains the world, but lose their soul? You know, ADOS, we got the soul, and we not going to lose it for anybody. And we're not going for this no more. You know, people just use us, and walk all over us. We worry about everybody else and what everybody else is doing. And we're not doing that anymore. We're focusing on ourselves now. Because if we don't, who will? Because nobody else is focusing on us and our struggles and what we've been through in this country. But I'll continue that momentarily. Let's get back to this. On Saturday, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts was the first 2020 candidate to tweet in the support of Harris. And she said, "The attacks against Kamala Harris are racist and ugly. We all have an obligation to speak out and say so. And it's within the power and obligation of tech companies to stop these vile lies dead in their tracks," Warren tweeted. Well, Mrs. Elizabeth Warren, these aren't lies. What we're saying is true. Kamala Harris isn't of ADOS descent. She isn't of ADOS lineage. She's just using it for the vote, as I continuously keep stating. And you all know this, and it's being done on purpose because you all are the Democratic Party. You all are running on all one accord, and you all want to gain the black vote in some capacity, win against Trump, and all be in the White House in some capacity. And then y'all want to just move ADOS blacks to the side, toss us in the bushes, and not care about us. Not even on the debate floor were you all even discussing the reparations. Not even where you are discussing a black agenda. And this has been a mainstay in the mainstream media and in the what I like to call the new black media. This has been a mainstay. And this is not going away. Y'all can try to cast it to the side. Y'all can try to hide it in the closet. Y'all can try to hide it under the car seat. Y'all can try to do whatever y'all want to do, but it's not going away. This black agenda not going away. ADOS not going away. We're not Russian bots. We're not bots. We're not trolls. We're real people. America has been trolling ADOS for 400 plus years. Our ancestors got trolled with slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, convict leasing, mass incarceration, police brutality, the civil rights movement, the crack epidemic. And also, we still, to this day, are suffering from the residual effects of all of that and more. And you all know this. But instead, you all choose to ignore the obvious. We was teachers way before colleges. Let me continue. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey chimed in with a tweet saying Kamala Harris doesn't have shit to prove. Strong remarks also came from Washington Governor Jay Inslee, former U.S. Rep. Beto, and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Biden, the current front runner, tweeted on Sunday, in Kamala's defense, the same forces of hatred rooted in birtherism that questioned Barack Obama's American citizenship and even his racial identity are now being used against Senator Kamala Harris. It's disgusting, and we have to call it out when we see it. Racism has no place in America. Come on. Really? G.I. Joe, 1994 crime bill, mass incarceration of ADOS blacks, Biden? You talking about racism has no place in America? But you made one of the most racist bills that have ever been passed in American history. Sent plenty black male or ADOS men and women in general to jail, and it's still affecting us today. And you talking about racism has no place in America? Well, if you say racism has no place in America, I agree. And that means that you, sir, have no place in America. Because what you did with the 1994 crime bill that you refused to apologize for was very racist, my sir. And you know why you did it. But we won't even get into that. I'm just going to say again, ADOS pointing out this fact isn't racist. We're doing it because it's a fact. And facts concerning a presidency and facts concerning a election and a debate shouldn't be cast aside. I don't want my president to lie to me. I want them to tell the truth. I want them to be truthful. Now, if they're going to lie about their own lineage, God knows. God only knows what else they're going to be willing to lie about. I mean, my goodness. Come on, Kamala Harris. Tell the truth here. That's all we're asking. You already stated that you're not going to do nothing only for black people. Nothing just for black people. You've already stated that. So if you're not going to do nothing just for us, just give us reparations, just support a black agenda, then why you just going to steal our lineage? Why you just gonna take our lineage and use it for black voters, but not give them nothing in return? Where you're going to gain so much in return. You're gonna gain so much in return. Like I said, our vote is a business transaction. And we about our business. Like ADOS, we here now. And we're going up. We're on the rise. You know, y'all wasn't ready for us to come out like this. Y'all wasn't ready, you know, Kevin Hart voice. Y'all wasn't ready for us to come out like this and to be discussing politics in this high of a caliber. Y'all thought that we were just going to go listen to hip-hop music, watch Netflix and chill. You know we like to chill. Like Netflix and chill, you know, or be, you know, slaving. You know, slaving at a 9-to-5 all day and not be able to indulge ourselves in black politics and really make it an effect, a positive effect on things. Y'all just thought that y'all were just going to be able to just lie and, you know, and you just keep on going with all the propaganda and the human social engineering tactics. That's what y'all thought y'all was going to do. My. Have y'all had a rude awakening? I shall continue. President Trump was one of the leading voices along with a group of conspiracy theories. Now, let's stop here. I hate the term, I hate a strong word. Let me say dislike. I dislike the term conspiracy theories because I believe the term conspiracy theories was made to stop people from thinking outside the box. I think that it was just made to stop people from thinking outside the box. There are other, you know, in the dictionary, the definition of conspiracy theory is it's to conspire. Of course, it's to conspire. Like a group of people like going against something, and they have alternate motives. I mean, that's highly true, man. That's very true. They clearly do got alternate motives when it comes to this. Like, let's continue, man. Let's continue. There's definitely deeper stuff going on, because if it wasn't, why are they trying to hide the truth so much? Why? But let's continue, you guys, man. All right, I'm going to reread this. President Trump was one of the leading voices, along with a group of conspiracy theorists, who questioned whether former President Obama was really born in the U.S. earlier this month. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would not directly answer whether the president's birther conspiracy against Mr. Obama was racist. Alexander fired back at the 2020 candidate who defended Harris on Twitter Saturday, claiming there is a racist Democratic campaign against him. A Howard University professor directly responded. "Shut down the weaponized ignorance," said the professor, Greg Carr, Howard University's chair of Afro-American Studies. Carr pointed to the 2016 presidential primary campaign of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Cruz, who was born in Calgary, Canada, also faced criticism from the then frontrunner, Mr. Trump. But Carr and other civil rights activists say Cruz did not face anywhere near the crowd swell of birtherism that former President Obama and now Harris have faced. Carr called birtherism race-based and absolutely racist. Come on, bruh. Really? If y'all don't stop. So, me letting people know who somebody's true identity and true lineage is and what it's grounded in is racist? That makes zero sense. That don't make no sense. Especially when it's concerning ADOS and Kamala Harris, and we pointing out the fact that she's only using our lineage to gain traction in this election. Come on now. How? Where they do that at? Let me continue. There has been social media criticism of Harrison Booker, who is African American and from New York, New Jersey, propelled by an online campaign that operates under ADOS. Here we go. American Descendants of Slaves. Online, the group say they seek to reclaim, restore the critical national character of the African American identity and experience. Oh, we're here to do more than that. We're here to get our ancestors' lineage. We're here with a black agenda that you all could go look up, which is on ADOS101.com. You all could go look that up. And we're here to discuss politics, black politics, politics in general, that transform our communities. We're tired of being cast aside, and we will no longer. This is about the American descendant of slaves lineage. This is about the lineage that was stolen from our ancestors by way of all of those things: slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, the civil rights, what happened to our people during the civil rights movement, mass incarceration, the crack epidemic. You know, y'all know my people. The list goes on and on and on. You know, even the World War II veterans who wasn't able to properly use the GI Bill to get houses and to go to school. You know, when it came to them trying to get into quote unquote good schools or what have you, they couldn't go there. They were sent to HBCUs. But those are good schools too. But when they were sent there, most of them couldn't get in. It was already too late, or they were told to like go be a barber. Or they couldn't use the home loan component of their GI bills to buy a house in nice neighborhoods and build wealth over time. You know, but there's plenty of stories that I could tell you about that. But you know, and so on and so forth. Y'all know the history. Read the Color of Law if you haven't already. That'll get you started. Redlining. Let me continue. Carr believes that the social media discussion around reparations may be driving a conversion to separate those who are black and African American, or American black, as Alexander put it. Carr made sure to emphasize that ADOS has nothing to do with major national groups fighting for reparations. Man, I have to stop right here again. If y'all don't stop, Tone and Yvette, you know, then push this forward. You know, they've gotten it to this grand of a scale. To say that ADOS has nothing to do with it is a total outright lie. Come on, CBS News. And this is written by Stephanie Ramirez. Come on, Stephanie Ramirez. You're a bold-faced lie. You know you're lying. This is a total lie. You know, ADOS definitely has everything to do with what's going on right now. And I'm letting y'all know, whether y'all believe it or not, whether y'all want to push this propaganda on the people or not, whatever, we here now. And we're only going up. ADOS is only going up concerning this matter of reparations. Reparations, reparations, reparations. Like, this is going to continue. And like I said, we here now. Tone Talks, Breaking Brown, Vet Carnell, Sandy Darity. Y'all know where we at with it. And to say that ADOS has nothing to do with the major national groups fighting for reparations is a lie. We are the national group fighting for reparations. That's really fighting for reparations for ADOS. That's us. That's what we stand for. All right, let me continue. Carr made sure to emphasize that ADOS has nothing to do with major national groups fighting for reparations, like the National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America, in COBRA. Man, we're not even going to get into that. Y'all already know that we put this spark. Matter of fact, let's get into it. We put the battery in the back of reparations. We did that. And more specifically, Tone did that. Yvette Carnell did that. You know, Antonio Moore and Yvette Carnell, they did that. They've been putting out the data, putting in the work to give to our people so our people can be enlightened when it comes to politics and can see through all the propaganda and the human social engineering tactics like CBS is using right now to dumb down the people so they won't know the truth about what's really going on in society. And more so concerning ADOS and us getting reparations. But I digress. Let me continue. He connects ADOS to a group that attempts to create controversy or issues in the black black communities that might lead to nefarious goals like suppressing the African American vote. Really? We doing this to create controversy or nefarious goals like suppressing the black vote? First of all, let me ask you something. Let me ask y'all something. What are we voting for? What is ADOS voting for? The only person that seems to care about reparations, like really care about a black agenda reparations, is Marianne Williams. That's the only person who brought it up during the debate. That's the only person that really seems to care. Clearly, because she's the only person who brought it up during the debate. And allegedly, her mic got cut off after she mentioned that. And Kamala, that was a perfect time for her to just cloak herself in our lineage. Allegedly, her mic got cut off. You know, after she made that statement. Trust me, we're not doing this for controversy, to create controversy. We're not doing this for no nefarious goals. The goals that we have, a black agenda and reparations, those aren't nefarious goals. Those aren't nefarious. That is a debt that's owed. If you own your bank a debt, is that nefarious? But the debt that you owe your bank can't begin to match the debt that America owes to ADOS, American descendants of slavery, and our lineage and our ancestors, because we built this country. So we have no nefarious goals when it comes to this. We only have goals concerning our lineage and us getting reparations and getting our black agenda in the presidential election and in the minds of candidates who are going to push that agenda and who are going to support that agenda. We're tired of being cast aside, and we're not going to be cast aside anymore. We're here now, and we're only going to rise. Let me continue. What good does it do to any of us to assert pride of privilege in oppression? Said Carr. I mean, come on, Carr. Really? Come on now. Like, you need to stop with this. We really need to stop. Y'all trying to twist ADOS up, make us seem like we're just doing this to create confusion, like we're just the Russian bots that you claim we are, or like we're just trolls that you claim we are. Like I said, America has been trolling ADOS for 400 plus years. We're not going to be trolled anymore. Y'all trolling us right now with what I'm reading. Y'all trolling us right now with Kamala using our lineage to gain the black vote. I mean, who's really trolling? It's not us. We're real people living the real American nightmare while everybody laugh at us and live the American dream at our expense. Let me continue. Carr said he would tell Ali, stop standing between attempts to solve our collective problems and people's attempts to understand how best to do it. This doesn't add anything positive to public discourse. And of course, my next question would be, if you are not, in fact, just acting out of ignorance, who are you working for? Because we've seen this show before. I mean, look, you guys. Let me let y'all know something. You know, if you're not a part of ADOS, or if you're new listening to this, or what have you, look, you could go on ADOS101.com and you can look at our Black agenda. You know, we're discussing politics and we're talking about transformative government, stuff that's going to change our communities. You know, Kamala Harris and people like her who supported her or whatnot, they thought this election that they were just going to be able to slide in and we were going to be totally distracted. You know, and they also keep pushing this thing like, we got to beat Trump. We got to beat Trump. We got to vote for Democrats to beat Trump. Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. For ADOS, our condition is not going to change whether a Democrat is in office or Trump is in office. And I'm not no supporter of Trump. We don't support Trump. You can support or do whatever you want to individually. But what I'm telling you is, the Democrat, these Democrats, for the most part, they're not supporting no black agenda. Like I said, the only person who said anything was Marianne Williamson. It's the only person that said something about reparations on the debate floor. But for the most part, these Democrats don't care about us. As far as a black agenda, as far as reparations, they only care about securing our votes. So they can get in the White House, get a fat check, and get paid to show up places and get money. You know, people like Kamala Harris, she's only using our lineage to secure a black vote and to further her own agenda that has nothing to do with us. She said it herself. She's not going to do nothing just for black people. I'm not going to do nothing just for black people. No. But you want to use our lineage, though. And then CBS News, you know, this article by Stephanie Ramirez, it wants to slander ADOS. No, we won't go for this. We won't. You know, so I just wanted to share my side and my take on things with my ADOS brothers and sisters, or anybody who's listening to this, I'm here to tell you that ADOS, black people, you know, African descendants of slaves specifically, we're not going to be cast aside in this country anymore. We can't afford to be cast aside in this country anymore. They saying by the year 2053 that the net worth of ADOS is going to be zero. But we're only 2.6% of the wealth now. We might as well already be at zero. And if we're not, we're feeling the effects of zero right now. And something is going to change right now. We're not going to continue to be a permanent underclass in this society. We're not. So I just want to put that on my brothers and sisters who's listening to this or new to the community or what have you. It's time to get on cold, my brothers and sisters. It's time to get on cold and stay on cold. You know, the decadent veil, you know, your TV shows, hip hop music, or whatever you listen to, all of that trivial stuff that you into, that's good. That's fine. That's cool. No knock to all of that. And again, no knock to those artists or how they make their money or what have you. But what I'm saying is we have to have balance. We have to focus on things that's going to directly affect us on not only now, but in the future. And that's these politics. That's this new black political movement, and it's not going nowhere but up, because we here now. So I just want to put this on you all's hearts, you know, and please leave me a voicemail about what you think about this. And also, if you're looking at this on social media, leave your comments below. I'm going to go ahead and post this to the group, but just let me know. And if you all would support the page, I will be very, very grateful. You know, share this podcast, or also you can support me monthly through the link. I will really appreciate it. Whatever you give will be greatly appreciated. But I just want my brothers and sisters, no matter who you are, I want you all to have a great day, a great afternoon, or a good night. Blessings and love to all of you. This is Jahadu from the Freeman Show, and you all take care.